If we could just look for a few moments in the epistle to Peter, we've been speaking and hearing of the love of God. Oh, how wondrous the love of God. And so these verses came before me as our brother spoke of Peter. And we know that Peter failed. But in Peter, he uses the word precious. And I'd just like to look at a few verses that bring before us this word precious. In the second chapter of 1 Peter, verse 4, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. In this scene, there was one who was precious, God. There was one in this scene whom we have come to know that was precious to God. One whom God could open the heavens and say, "This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son." I say there was a person in this world which was the object for God his Father, as God looked down in this scene when the Lord Jesus was here. There was this object that filled his heart and satisfied his heart, the one in whom he delighted, chosen of God and precious. Chosen of God and precious. Oh, disallowed indeed of men. And is it not true he's still disallowed by man, hated by those around us? But oh, he was chosen of God and precious. The Lord Jesus Christ, precious. God his Father. Yea, the one that God found his delight in, the one who ever rejoiced before him. And Peter can say, by the Spirit of God, that he is precious to God. Now back in the first chapter, we read verse 19, that which means so much to each of us who believe, that which is despised in this world and in man's religion, but that which is precious to each of us that believe, because it's our only title to be in the presence of God, to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus, whether it be in that bright eternal glory or whether it be in his presence down here. There's only one thing that gives us a title to be there. And we have it spoken of in the 19th verse. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Oh, dear saints of God, is it not the value that God puts upon the blood? As we see that this blood which the Lord Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary is precious before God, that it causes us to rejoice. And we are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. How sweet it is to our souls to realize that we are redeemed. At such a cost to the Lord Jesus, indeed so great, we cannot value it aright. But to look at this and to realize that it was for us, that his precious blood was shed, and this is what we're redeemed with, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. Second chapter, verse 7. We've had the Lord Jesus very much before our hearts, have we not, in these meetings? Unto you, therefore, which believe. He is precious. Unto you, therefore, which believe. He is precious. Is it not true that the person who is indeed precious to God, God has made precious to us in this scene, even before we leave for that bright eternal home, that the Lord Jesus is indeed precious to us. As we kneel beside our bed in prayer, and as we journey through the trials and difficulties of this life, do we not find that the Lord Jesus is precious to us? And isn't it blessed to meet one who knows the Lord Jesus, and there's that common bond when you speak of Christ, that he's precious to each of you. Oh, we may not be very intelligent in the things of God, but when this one is precious to the heart. Unto you, therefore, which believe. If you're a believer, I am sure that the Lord Jesus is indeed precious to you. May he become more real because of these meetings. And may we, as we leave these meetings, have a sense of this precious person before our souls. May it be real that we belong to Christ. Unto you, therefore, which believe. He is precious. I'm sure as Stephen stood there and looked up into heaven, and the heavens were opened, and he saw the Lord Jesus standing at the right hand of God, his heart was drawn out to this one. Stephen had an object there at God's right hand. And beloved saints of God, we have an object in the glory too, the same precious person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, when the Lord Jesus was down here, heaven had an object here But now that the Lord Jesus is in heaven at God's right hand, we have an object there, the man, Christ Jesus. And because we believe, He is precious. He is precious. Going back again to the first chapter, we might read from verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice." Is it not true that the believer has an inheritance which is incorruptible, which is undefiled, and that fadeth not away? Is this the inheritance that is really important? To have such an inheritance is very, very blessed. That which is reserved for us in heaven. All the reservations have been made for us in heaven. When we are taken into that home above, there'll be a reservation for us. There'll be a place for us because it's being kept for us. And there will not be an empty seat up there. We look around us and we see empty seats here. And I believe that there would be sufficient children of God in Detroit to fill all the seats that are here, but they're not all filled. But in heaven, every seat will be filled because we're being kept for that inheritance. Who are kept by the power of God. But we're still in this scene, dear saints of God. And so, the verses that follow, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations." Oh, there are many temptations, many things to draw our hearts away from this precious Savior. And because of these, there is the trial of faith. Each of us pass through the difficulties of this scene. Each of us, as we endeavor by grace to walk in the path of faith, we find the trial. We find that it's not easy. The trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perisheth. Though it be tried with fire, it be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Do we shun the trial of faith? Do we turn away from taking that step of faith. Not easy to walk by faith. The trial comes in our life. But that path of faith and that trial of faith, God says, is much more precious than gold that perisheth. How we set our hearts on the things of this scene, on getting something here, something that we can see that will give us a little security in this life as we feel. But oh, the trial of faith, which is more precious than gold. Because the gold and what we have here one day will be gone. Will be gone. And the path of faith will be over. The trial too will be gone. But oh, by the grace of God, we live and do not turn away from the trial that might come. Because of the path of faith, it's more precious, more precious, more precious. There's something better than gold. And may we choose that which is more precious. Might just turn to Hebrews a moment. 13th chapter of Hebrews. In the 13th verse, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp. Is this not a path of faith? Going forth unto him without the camp to bear his reproach. There is a reproach connected with the name of the Lord Jesus. But the 14th verse, I believe, is for our encouragement when we feel a reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. It's the future that's before us that is very needful for us to realize. We need to look on to that day when we're going to be with the Lord Jesus in that home of light and love, in that glory bound. Another verse I might read in 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Oh, there are the eternal things, and there are temporal things. And only when we walk by faith do we have our eye upon that which is eternal. Oh, may we have grace from God not to turn away from the trial of faith, from the difficulty that might come into our lives. We're seeking to please the Lord and walk in the path of faith. There's one other verse I'd like to read. In 2 Peter, Second Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us, through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine wisdom hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be made the partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, give all diligence. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, it's a precious faith, and it's a precious promise, and God hath given us that which pertains unto life and to godliness. Oh, may we give diligence. May we be found going on as God would have us to go on. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him, and there needs to be diligence in these last dark days. Oh, there might be great weakness, but we can be diligent. May the Lord Jesus Christ, His love, make Himself more precious to our souls.